This is episode 1630 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to another episode of the series I'm sharing with you this week. These are the meditations I share on the Sip and Om meditation app. And the series I'm sharing with you, I recorded 2 years ago. So it was just before the pandemic. And I was also at yoga teacher training. I remember that was a really challenging certification for me. I hope you are enjoying the series, and I hope you're giving yourself a little extra time to meditate a little longer. Although what you will notice on these full guided meditations is that I always share inspiration that relates to the theme. The theme you're exploring is creating a recipe for gratitude. And then you're guided with the technique of the day. Today's technique is a mudra, so I hope you enjoy doing that as you meditate. You also are guided through a full body relaxation. If that's enough for you, you can stop right there. You might want a little more, so I guide you through more of an in-depth experience. And then you can meditate in silence on your own. And I play the music extra long for you. So you can break off at the point after the inspiration. Maybe you don't really have time to sit down to meditate, but you can still stay attuned to the theme by listening to the inspiration that I share each day. Sometimes that's enough. Or you might stay around for the full body guided relaxation. That's always a great experience to give yourself every day. You might stop there. You might continue through the full meditation. So it's designed to break off at whatever point you want. So go ahead, settle yourself down. Give yourself some time today to slow down. This is episode 1630. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. How are you doing today? Are you able to detox in your own way negative thoughts, habits, patterns in your life a little at a time, each day moving you forward? Once you start the process, it becomes a pattern in your life. And that's what this week's series is all about, a recipe for gratitude, putting it all together. You've explored releasing guilt, how that's so heavy and it drags you down. You've also discovered the importance of right attitude. And you will discover in today's episode how meditation is so important in feeling gratitude in your life. When you meditate, it actually changes the neural pathways in your brain, right at your prefrontal lobes. That is more or less in the same area as your spiritual eye. So when you lift up your eyes and focus on your spiritual eye, this is where you are receiving the benefits of meditation. And in India, you will notice they have a bindi right at their spiritual eye. That is the circle, or sometimes there's a jewel there if it's for a special occasion and they're all dressed up. But that is why in India, where meditation is mainstream, it is the homeland for meditation, although people from all over the world meditate. But I think it was brought to a high art in India. So this is why you do notice the mark between the eyebrows you will see people wearing in India. Now, as you think about why you are meditating, consider how whatever you think about, you get more of. you become very good at whatever you think about. So if you're thinking about worrying or stress, you become very good at worrying and feeling stressed. And if you do this over a long period of time, you become an expert at it. It can even underlie the very fabric of your life. And that is because you are activating those pathways in your brain that activate stress. This would be the amygdala. It is where your emotional memories are stored. This is where a lot of your anxiety producing memories are stored. The hippocampus is also the part of the brain that encodes these specific events that have happened in your life into memories. So the more you focus on fears, worries, and stress, that's the part of your brain that becomes activated. When you meditate, you are activating the lateral prefrontal cortex. And when you activate this part of the brain, it helps you to manage your stress in a much more rational or logical way. So you're still experiencing stress, but you are processing it in a much better way. So you can see where meditation is a cornerstone, foundation to a life lived with gratitude, with joy, with love, those emotions that uplift you. You're going to experience emotions. And when you activate this prefrontal cortex, at that point, you allow yourself to choose. When you're reacting from your stress-producing amygdala or hippocampus, you are allowing the event to take over you, more or less, if you think of it this way. You become helpless, vulnerable. You become a victim of difficult, challenging, and even traumatic events in your life. You can think of these as dark events. They bring you downward. They keep you feeling heavy and weighted down. You don't feel free. You feel as though you're in bondage, like your life isn't your own. And these have to do more with your ego as well. They're more egocentric. When you meditate, you're able to focus more on the light, what uplifts you, those lighter emotions. It's less egocentric and it's more you feeling interconnected with others and the world around you. Connection is a key piece to feeling gratitude and even to meditating well. When it's all about you and it's performance-based, how you're doing and how you're feeling and how long did you meditate, it is more constrictive. When you are focused more on feeling love and gratitude and connection and forgiveness and knowing that, yeah, things happened or this happened, but there's a lot more to life and I've learned a valuable lesson that I could even share with others to make a difference in the world, then you draw from your higher, more elevated qualities that are lighter. You naturally become happier. And this also naturally makes you more magnetic to other people. So you have an easier time connecting with others. And this is the beauty of meditation. And this is why it's so important at this time in the world when many people are turning to rituals that slow you down and are more reflective, such as meditation. Now, let's get you meditating. In today's episode, you will be guided with the option to use your mudra. A mudra is a way that you activate certain nerve endings on your fingers and hands that stimulates corresponding region of your brain. It's often referred to as yoga in your hands, the process of using a mudra. So this mudra is simple to do. You can always see it on the slowdown guide. It's called the Prithivi Mudra. And to do it, you're going to touch your thumb tip to your ring finger tip. This helps to ground you. So your palms are uplifted, resting on your lap or on your thighs. You're just going to touch your thumb tip to your ring finger tip. That's it, the Prithivi Mudra. Feel yourself be calm and grounded. Close your eyes, spine straight. Eyes are gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, that prefrontal lobe. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. If you're doing the Prithivi Mudra, your palms are upward on your lap. Your thumb is touching your ring finger. Your other fingers are just gently extended outward. Hold the mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Feel yourself grounded, connected, relax your stomach. Feeling it soften and hang outward. Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees. Soften your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Let go of any remaining tension in your body and notice where you hold this tension. What tension are you feeling today? Inhale and exhale through your nose, feeling your breath begin to calm down at your own pace, not forcing yourself in any way. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Feel yourself as a rock. Grounded in a stream. The water rushes around you. You are grounded. Unmoving, unshakable. Snow and rain and storms pummel you. Wind whips at you. Strong within yourself. You remember those events that define who you are. Events are much more a part of you as defining moments than anything that has harmed you. You are so much more than any negative experience that has come your way. Feel yourself grounded as this rock, with the warm sun warming you, the light breezes caressing you. The beauty of nature all around you. The storms and weather comes and goes, but most of what comes your way is the beauty of nature surrounding you. Continue to meditate and sit in this inner stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.